month, day and year of your birth.
Yeah, let's
I got some.
Oh, that stuff there?
Right. I didn't get that down.
Okay, is that running?
It's on, yeah.
Okay.
Sure it is. Yeah, it's on.
Okay, November 23rd, November 13th, 1927. And my father's name is B-A-U.
B-A-U?
No, B-A-U, T-I-S-T-A. And graduated in 1945 from Temkin High School. Didn't have a scholarship when I first went to Miami. I was under the GI Bill. And then I got a room and board job in my sophomore year. And I never did get my tuition. The government took care of that with the GI Bill. Chose Miami. Well, I had visited there when I was a high school student, and I liked it. It just it was a nice place, and really it was one of the few schools that invited me down, but I didn't receive a scholarship, so I went into the service. And I had a chance when I got out of the service to go to Minnesota on a scholarship. A Navy officer wanted me to go there. But I just like Miami, so after a year out of the service, I decided to go to Miami. My major was health and physical education. I had a minor in speech, a minor in industrial arts, and a minor in biological sciences. Lettered 3 years.
Halfback, right?
And a halfback.
Yeah.
Have a master's degree, and it's in education. Mm-hmm. And who or what influenced you to play football? Really, I just think this is a way of life. Back in my hometown, my father was from Spain, so born in Spain, and there was no family background as far as athletics are concerned. In fact, my mother and father never did see me play a game in high school. They did watch my brother after I got out of school because they knew a little bit more about it. But I think really football was athletics, not football. It was just a way of life in our neighborhood. In fact, that's all we had. As far as the influence to coach football, I think I just gravitated into it. I was playing professional football in Canada, and Era Parsegian asked me to come back to Miami as a freshman coach. And you know, people say, why do you make a decision? And I really couldn't tell you, except that I thought it was a good opportunity. And the other is my affection for Miami University. And I guess that answers number 16. Why did I decide to coach at Miami? One of it is they offered me the job. But secondly, it's I think the university itself meant so much to me personally. Yeah, let's see. I did coach as far as other sports. When I was at Miami, I was head freshman basketball and football coach. And I never did play any basketball, so that was an experience in itself. Let's see.
You didn't coach in high school?
No, I never coached in high school. And let's see, the offense and defense that we used at Miami, while we were there, we used the 5-4 when we first started out in coaching, because that was the prominent defense. But I've always liked an even defense, and our last 2 or 3 years at Miami, we switched to a wide tackle 6, and we used that at Yale. Now at Indiana, we're using a 4-4, which is a variance of that particular defense. Offensively, we were like anybody else when we first got into coaching. I continued using what Era had used because the players were used to it. But slowly we gravitated away from the inside belly football and power football, and we went with wide flankers and split ends and the idea of throwing the football. And we tried to recruit personnel that could catch the football, and we opened up the game. I feel here that the players enjoy that particular style of play, and I think it's more exciting for the fans. Yeah, let's see, in other jobs that I've had while I was coaching, or I mean playing professional football in the off-season, I was the athletic director at the Jewish Center in Canton, Ohio, for about 6 or 7 months. And my wife, Sandy, let's see, and then I have John Wilson, son 13, and then Jennifer Ann, she's 10, and Jeffrey David is 8. And my present address is Heritage Woods Road, Route 12 in Bloomington. Question down here, the biggest game I'm coaching at Miami.
I added that because I thought that might be a, you know, there might be a game that you felt was a really big game. And
well, I think the one that had possibly the most influence as far as our coaching, my coaching career, was the victory over Purdue. I don't think there's any question about that. Naturally, the win was good for Miami University because, once again, you know, the smaller school beats the national power, and at the time, Purdue was ranked number 4. But I think from a professional aspect, I think that that win brought the to the attention of people in athletics the names of our coaching staff. Myself and Ernie and Jay and what have you, because now you've accomplished something that a little bit more than just winning another football game. And so from the standpoint of a professional stature, it certainly was enhanced by that victory. And I think because of it, our name was brought to it was brought to the attention of other people in athletics. And I think this possibly created interest in the minds of the people at Yale. And so here, you know, you move up professionally, financially, and then from Yale into Indiana. So I'd have to say from a standpoint of overall effect, that one particular ball game quite possibly was the biggest ball game that we've ever played in or coached and won while we were at Miami.
That's about it. I was wondering, John, about, I was thinking about the future, if there's any big thing in the future you think we have to try and win as coaches. I mean, the generation or anything like that. Do you think that there's just briefly?
Yeah.
I mean, they're changing. The kids are changing, and even down clear down in the very small country high schools, they're starting to change. And just briefly, I was wondering if you think that we got to sell anything particular.
Well, I think this, as far as change, Ed, my feeling with football is coaches have always stayed abreast of things.
Right.
We stayed up on offenses and defenses that doesn't catch up with, you know, it passes some coaches up, and I think this is why some get out or they get beaten as far as their winning and losing record is concerned. But I think coaches, as of late, I'm talking in terms of the last 3-4 years, I think they're becoming more aware there's the dimension in football concerning the attitudes of the players is more important than X's and O's that you put on a board. And I credit the coaching profession for recognizing this fact and admitting to it. So I'm not overly concerned that this, the young people of today are going to bypass the coaches. I just think coaches are an intelligent lot, and I think they recognize this particular fact. I'm concerned about another facet, though, Ed, as far as football is concerned, with what's transpiring throughout the country. I think that we find this on the college level, and I think quite I'm certain that it's happening on the high school level. You have students who now want more say as far as their academic life is concerned, about their social life on the high school level and what have you. And I think this is all well and good. I have no complaint whatsoever about the students' feelings along these lines, and I think, with proper direction, I think this is a good course for education to take. But I think in football and athletics, for someone not connected with athletics, and someone who has never had an involvement with athletics, who has never played, who has never gone through practice, to say that they're going to ask for or demand changes in athletics, I think it's all wrong, because there's an emotional aspect of football that athletes encounter that the average citizen doesn't even know about. And these things can't be explained. I think that there are confidences that players have in coaches, that coaches have in players, that are personal in nature. And I think, really, the players, as long as they stay in tune with the coaches and the coaches in tune with the players, there's no problem here. But to have outside organizations say that you have to do this in athletics and do that in athletics, this is the thing that bothers me, because it's a completely different world in a competitive field, and we're speaking here just in football. I'm concerned about this thing. It's not that I feel a coach should be a dictator or anything like that, but I think the athletes themselves would admit to this, is that it is a different world up on the playing field than it is at a dance or in a classroom or what have you, because we're dealing in more than just blocking and tackling.
Right.